I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. Mitt Romney is apologizing for pranks he pulled on classmates in high school in the 1960s. The Michigan native and presumptive Republican presidential nominee put out the apology to any students who were offended by him while attending Cranbrook Boarding School in suburban Detroit. The Washington Post reports one incident involving Romney cutting the hair of a younger boy who was known for nonconformist behavior while the student was held down by others and asking for help. Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Robert Young Jr. wants some answers from Justice Diane Hathaway regarding her real estate transactions. Story on Detroit TV station WXYZ this week alleges Justice Hathaway may have had some questionable real estate deals in the last several years. Her attorney says nothing illegal or unethical has happened. The Chief Justice also says the media allegations may not be the whole story. Young went on to say, however, that he's concerned about the questions raised. Amtrak service in the state's about to speed back up and then get even faster. Norfolk Southern has completed repairs between Kalamazoo and Dearborn, and the drastic speed reductions on the Wolverine line are now history. Federal government has cleared the way for the state to purchase the Norfolk Southern Railway tracks to begin improvements to get speeds up to 110 miles an hour from Kalamazoo to Dearborn. Trains on the Wolverine and Blue Water lines already go that fast from Kalamazoo to Porter, Indiana, which is the fastest Amtrak stretch outside of the Northeast Corridor. Grand Rapids Mayor George Hartwell doesn't like the attempts by some states to cut off funding to Planned Parenthood. Speaking at a fundraiser for the healthcare provider last night, Hartwell said the group needs funding to help teens and low-income women get the needed care. Many fear that Planned Parenthood uses federal dollars, that's tax dollars from you and me, to help fund abortions for women. Well, a man who walked away from a work release program in Ionia County is now back in police custody. The Ionia County Sheriff's Department arrested Michael Bredinger without incident about 9 p.m. last night. Two schools were placed on temporary lockdown. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news.